I wish I could comment on it. I saw it one time. I think it was with you.
Probably.
Other than, was it Rebecca Ferguson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really don't remember much.
Yeah.
Her and her top hat.
She had a top hat in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Number five. All right.
Yeah. What's your number five?
That's dick.
Welcome to Cast with No Name. We're your hosts. I'm Jay.
I'm Matt.
I'm Coop.
This is episode 100. And this episode, we are discussing our top five favorite sequels that are better than the original. But first, you can always listen to us on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube. And as always, thank you for listening, and we hope you enjoy the show. So top five favorite
sequels. Did you have criteria,
Jay? Better, yes.
What was your criteria?
So my main criteria was they have to be original sequels. So I don't have, like, they can't be based off books.
Uh-huh.
So there's not going to be Lord of the Rings. There's not going to be Harry Potter.
Yeah.
So, or Hunger Games or anything that's based on that kind of stuff. There, I did allow, I considered comic book movies just because very few are based off specific books. So original sequels typically, and I tried to keep it to storylines that had an original first movie and then subsequent films after that.
Gotcha. All right. So. Cooper, do you have any criteria?
No. Whatever I liked, I put
whatever
on.
I felt like. Yeah. I like it. All right.
What about you?
Sure, of course I did. I wanted to make it harder on myself because as I thought about it, I'm like, damn, there is a lot of good sequels.
Yeah, I looked at the list, yeah.
Had to have close to the same feel as the first movie.
Okay.
So,
no aliens.
No alien, no Terminator 2. I feel like I love Terminator 2 and Aliens because they, to me, those are top of the list. But they don't feel like the same sort of movie as the original movie did. Had to continue the story of the original movie.
Mm-hmm.
Can't be a legacy character that any actor can just replace. So I'm thinking James Bond, Batman, Logan, blah, 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 blah. Even though I think Logan, The Dark Knight, Spider-Man 2, Blade 2 are some of my favorite sequels ever made. No franchises. So no Lord of the Rings, like Jay said, no Harry Potter. So anything that fit in that box is what I thought of.
Okay.
So anyway.
Okay, well, I'm going to have like a basic bitch list here compared to what you've got there. Okay.
That's fine. I tried to make it as hard on myself as I could. I'm sure Gladiator 2 would be on this list. I'm just kidding. Have you seen that trailer?
No, I've watched nothing, yeah.
Did you see the trailer for Gladiator 2?
Yeah, I did see it.
Not good?
It showed the whole movie.
Oh, really?
I hate when trailers do that. I'm like, oh, this is
the
movie.
Point? Yeah, so you're not going to go watch it now.
Right. And then they have the Jay-Z and Kanye West song towards the end of it. I'm like, what are they? Where's the classical score? Yeah. Why are you in? Yeah. It was like a Bad Boys trailer.
Well, it's because
Denzel Washington's in it. Yeah.
So cringe. It was bad.
I'm waiting to see if Denzel has a gun.
Right. The Equalizer. Gladiator 2.
He pulls out a fucking
he's
like,
King
what?
Kong in this
time
Coliseum. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, you want to start us off?
No, I want you to start us off.
Ooh, okay. All right. Number five, Dr. Sleep.
Okay.
If you've never seen Dr. Sleep, it is a sequel to The Shining.
Yeah.
No particular reason. I like it more than The Shining. The Shining is, I don't know, it depends on the mood I'm in, whether or not I like it. You can't just watch it unless you're just in the mood. Have you ever seen The Shining?
I have.
Yeah, I know you have, but it's very slow and moody, and you can't just put it on. Dr. Sleep's not really like that. It doesn't rely on just mood and tone and the score. Most of the time, there's interactions between characters, and the story is intriguing. I like the villains in it. I like their motivation in the movie. It makes sense. And then the finale, I thought it tied in very well to back to the actual original hotel. Very interesting. Not necessarily scary, but I just enjoyed it, and it's memorable. And I'm a fan of Mike Flanagan, so I feel like I needed to put him on the list somewhere.
Yeah.
But you've never seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. I liked it.
Oh. All right. Anyway. Number five, Dr. Sleep.
All right.
Yeah.
I wish I could comment on it. I saw it one time. I think it was with you.
Probably.
Other than, was it Rebecca Ferguson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really don't remember much.
Yeah.
Her and her top hat.
She had a top hat in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Number five. All right.
Yeah. What's your number five?
That's dick.
mine is starting off strong. Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me.
That's a good one.
Is number five.
That is a good one.
That is good.
And I picked that one because I remember when it came, I thought the first movie was hilarious.
Uh-huh.
And when the second movie came out, I feel like it did what a sequel was supposed to do. It built upon, I mean, they even repeated some of the same jokes, but they made the jokes better.
Yeah.
In the second one. I mean, it's tough to retell the same joke and have it be as funny, let alone having it be better.
Yeah.
But they did that successfully. And I feel like the execution of that movie is so well done that it killed the first movie for me. Because I remember when it came out on DVD, I bought it immediately, watched it a couple times. I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch Austin Powers, the first one again. And I watched it. I was like, oh, it's not as funny because the other one's funnier. And I just stopped really watching the first Austin Powers after that. And then when Goldmember came out, I was kind of expecting the same thing. And I was like, no, Spy Who Shagged Me is better. Yeah. But so that's my number five, just because very, very few comedies I feel like are able to surpass the original. Airplane 2 has its funny moments. And there's certain things, aspects of that I enjoy more in the first one, but overall the first one is better. The Hangover series, they just get diminishing returns until
nothing. Hangover Part 2 specifically. I mean, Hangover Part 2 probably has the funniest scene that I enjoy more, but the first one is is just well executed.
Yeah.
Way, way, way better. Way more funny.
Mm-hmm.
The scene I'm thinking of is when what's Ed Helms' character in that?
Dr. Douchebag.
Yeah.
Dr. Faggot.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But when he realizes that the girl he hooked up with is a tranny, a girl boy, that was funny.
Lady boy.
Excuse me. Jay knows.
Hey, when you're looking for him, you need to know the correct SEO. So.
Was that one, the Spy Who Shagged Me, the first time they did like the dick innuendo?
The
like
giant,
some sort of
Johnson.
I don't think so.
I think they did that in the first one, and I think they did it in they did the shadow, the projected shadow. Gag too.
Okay.
They're in the tent.
Yeah, I think the satellite imagery it looks like a giant. I think they did that in all three. Yeah.
Did they really? I don't remember on the first one.
Think so. I don't know. It's been such a long time since I saw the first one though.
Yeah, right? He's in the big boy. Statue.
Okay.
He's in space.
Yeah.
And I think that's when he's like showing up on radar and stuff. And they're like, it's a big. Yeah. No.
I think that's the second one.
Okay.
I don't know.
The reason why I'm asking is because I remember when I saw The Spy Who Shagged Me in theater and that scene came up, I was pissing myself laughing. It was so funny because I don't remember. I thought that was original.
How did Dr. Evil get away in the first one? Because it was like the Johnson, it was the rocket that looked like a dick.
That's
Maybe it was. Maybe it was.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like they did it in both movies or all three movies, but.
Wang!
Yeah,
pay attention.
Sorry, sir. I was staring out the window at the giant nuts. We got nuts.
Three-eyed monster. It's a good pick.
It's my number five.
All right, my number five was National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, that was an honorable mention.
Oh, was it? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, Clark Griswold at his finest, in my opinion.
Yeah,
just dealing with family shit, all the stress of vacation, all the stress of having your family over for Christmas, and
might be the best Christmas movie ever made.
I think so.
Was it my top Christmas movie?
Doesn't feel as dated.
Oh, either. Definitely. No.
Like the original Vacation feels like a movie, even though I think it was like 70 or 80s, early 80s.
Like 80, 81, yeah. Around there.
81,
it
I think.
It felt like a very 70, like if I go back and watch it now, it feels very 70s. Yeah. Even the European Vacation feels like an older movie than what it is.
Yeah.
But no, Christmas definitely holds up and doesn't feel as old as what the other ones do.
The first one has the best line, though.
What is it?
Where he goes to St. Louis, he can't find the interstate, and he stops in the hood, and he's like, sir, can you help me get back on the interstate? Man, fuck your mama. Thank you very much. but no, that's a good pick. I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, number five.
Thank you.
Better than Dr. Sloan.
Listen, give it a shot again. It's good. All right. My number four is going to upset Jay here.
Uh-oh.
I have Back to the Future Part 2.
Oh, okay.
Better than the first one?
I enjoy it more.
It's half a fucking movie.
The rage in Jay's eyes right now.
I enjoy it more than the first one, I have to say. I watched it over the weekend, and I was like, am I crazy? Or I like this movie more than the first one, even though I love the first one.
It's a fun movie because you get to see the future. I mean, I think it has a lot of those... like tiny things, and then you're back. I mean, it's more not gimmicky, but there's more, like, I guess, shit going on. Like, it's
No, you're right. It's gimmicky.
Trying to dodge yourself and
right.
Yeah.
But I appreciate the gimmicks.
Yeah,
I like it. It's made for morons like me.
Well, no, the gimmicks more for the future with like Cafe 80s. And some of that stuff. But no, and then I mean, I can see why some people would enjoy it.
Yeah.
A lot of people currently are calling it the worst of the trilogy.
Really?
Really?
Well, they're trying to bring the third one back up. And like, well, the third one's actually better than what people think, which, whatever. I hold two and three about
the same.
But you're wrong.
I'd have to watch the third one again.
Are you leading the charge on the whole... The second one is not that good.
No, I love all three of them. I think Back to the Future is probably easily top three trilogies of all time. I think two and three are about the same. I enjoy them both equally.
Sure.
It's like ranking early Pixar movies.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
they're all good. But
I think I just enjoyed it more because there was just more going on in terms of what your decision making. What it does in the future or in the past, what it can do and what the cascading effect would be, the potential impacts. I just thought it was hilarious when they go back to 85 and Biff has the stupid casino that's stupid tall, and everything else is like, it's like Mad Max around him. It's the dumbest thing ever, but it's funny. I like it. It's absurd, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Yep.
No, I like how creative they were in writing that movie, because the original draft had it taking place with Marty going back to like the 70s or something like that, and or no, it was the 60s, and his parents were like protesting and stuff like that, so while they were in college or whatever. And then when Crispin Glover didn't sign on and he started doing his lawsuits and everything, they had to go back and rewrite it.
I think
for what they were handcuffed to, I thought the second one is fantastic in that regard, that they were able to come up with that storyline as an alternate, as opposed to, I'm sure there are some things taken from the original draft, but reworking it into the first movie and doing scenes from that you already remember from a different perspective, I thought was clever and fun.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very nice for J.K. Rowling to rip that off for Prisoner of Azkaban.
Yeah, she did. I like how out of watching again when Marty goes back to 85 and his old house is in like the hood.
Yeah.
And he goes in there.
Lone Pine.
Yeah. Of course, it's a black family. I'm like, come on, guys. What are you doing?
It's all owned by the banks.
Yeah. Anyway, I liked it more.
Number four?
Number four.
Back to the Future.
Yep.
Part two.
Part deux.
Part deux. my number four would be Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Oh, okay. So I think it's probably my favorite Indiana Jones movie. It's the one I watched most when I was a kid. But I feel it's more fun. It's, again, it feels, doesn't feel as dated as like Raiders. Mm-hmm. Raiders feels, and I think more so like those older serials. It feels like maybe something that could have been from the 70s or, I mean, even 50s. But, I mean, Raiders is still awesome, but I feel like Last Crusade was, and it could have just been a product from me seeing it the most when I was a kid. And, but it's more fun and it has everything. You have the treasure hunting, you have the, you got the Nazis, you got action, you have, I feel like it's more entertaining with the father-son dynamic as opposed to Indiana just running around dragging Marion with him half the time. And
that's what made it better. They got rid of the, chick.
Yeah. Well, they replaced her with a hot blonde instead of a brunette.
Right. And she was just there. They focused more on Sean and, and Harrison, their banter back and forth.
Yeah. Which was really well done.
Oh yeah. They basically ramped everything up and made it better.
Yeah.
Like Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Like Terminator feels dated now.
So
that's what I would compare it to.
Yeah. That'd but be I my number four. Indiana Jones.
It's a good pick.
Yeah. I like it. Mine was Evil Dead 2.
Okay.
Yeah. One that we've done here. Touched on a few times. On
Yeah. I didn't, I didn't put it on my list, but I agree. It's my, one of my favorite horror movies ever made.
Just the way they did the framing.
Oh, it's awesome.
The simplicity of, the effects, low budget, but looks awesome. I love that movie.
Yeah. I didn't put it on my list because I felt like it's the same as the original, just amped up to 11, and they turned up the comedy a lot more. But it's the same plot, but a great movie.
That's it.
All right.
throwing it back at you.
All right. My number three is Blade Runner 2049.
That's a great choice.
Mainly because, I mean, we talked about Blade Runner. Is it really good or not? And
it's not.
Every time I watch the original Blade Runner, it gets worse and worse because it's so fucking boring. It's so boring.
Star Trek, the motion picture.
Right. And of the time, the visuals are, they look great, but the visuals, you know, you can only say of the time for so long before it's just, it just gets dated. And I think it's reached that point.
Yeah. Visuals are nice to look at, but unless there's actual substance there, then there's really nothing to it. Like
nothing.
Dune 2 and Dune 1.
Dune 1 and Part 2?
Yeah.
Dune 1 and 2?
Both. It's the same movie. It's all one movie.
I have to watch it over again.
2049 was on my honorable mentions, though.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, when I watched that, I was like, one, I was able to stay awake.
Sure.
The first
sure.
time I watched it.
Yep.
I can't say the same for the first five times that I tried to watch Blade Runner.
Right,
for
right.
The, throughout a 15-year span of the first attempt to finally...
But everything's better in this. The visuals are unreal. They're awesome. The performances are better.
Mm-hmm.
Like Gosling's just, he's got more to do in this than Harrison Ford did in the first one.
His character was definitely
better. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. You know, the, and even Harrison Ford had more, I feel like Harrison Ford had more to do in 2049 than in the first one. The first one, he's kind of just walking around the streets and has bits of dialogue here and there when he's questioning people, but there's nothing really that develops his character. His background to where you like get to know him all that much, and they do a better job in this one than they did in the original one. And yeah, they just everything's executed better. It's just a better movie. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, it was good. It was nice to see it.
Did you like? Did you ever like the first one?
I did like the first one. I liked the there was he was like kind of a manhunter. You know what I mean? Like he was running down these escaped androids. I forget what they call them in the movie, but
I don't remember.
The skin jobs is the slur for them. he hunts down these escaped replicants.
Yeah.
And at the same time, it's kind of, it goes through, it's like, is he one? Is he not one? And at the end, you find the, he finds the unicorn.
Yeah, the origami.
That his buddy, Griff.
Yeah.
Left for him, and that's when he goes and gets the girl and they get out of Dodge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it kind of had like a little underlying mystery throughout it too. So I liked it. But I did like 2049 better because there's no, you know that Gosling is a replicant. There's no secret there, and you get to see him full force. Like, he just straight runs through a wall. They have like the fight right off the beginning that just looks brutal. The effects were way better, of course, and you kind of got more aspect with the technology that they had available in that time, where they're like have the ground penetrating radar, like drone and stuff like that. So you just got to see a lot more elements that you didn't get to see in the first one.
I thought Jared Leto's character was better than the evil guy in the first one too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Just because he was just
Rutger Hauer. That shit
crazy. No. What was the corporation? The CEO of the corporation. The first one was the guy with huge bottle coat glasses. Okay. That Rutger Hauer eventually kills.
Not Wyman.
Yeah, that's,
man.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah,
no. Doesn't matter. It's out of my brain.
I feel like we should know that though.
Yeah, probably. Forgot. Anyway,
that's your number.
That was my number three.
Number three. My number three is Toy Story 3.
Okay.
Oh
yeah.
I think it's
that's my number two.
Is it really?
Ooh. Yeah.
It's my number two.
The as the kids say, it slaps.
Yeah, yeah, they do say that.
No, they don't.
And
so they said 10 years ago, probably.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
getting old. But
as the kids say, it's tight.
It's taut. It's the best Toy Story sequel. It should have capped off a perfect trilogy. And I think it could have been in the top 4 or 5 trilogies of all time, but they ruined it with the fourth one.
Why did they ruin it, Jay? Just money.
Fuck art and doing something that is just self-contained and beautiful. You got to squeeze that bitch.
Absolutely.
Get that fucking pennies out of it.
Can't wait for Toy Story 5. It's going to be great.
But yeah, it's awesome. It was just...
Yeah, I mean,
everything about it was great. I mean, that you age with the characters. I mean, the way it sends off the toys and everything. And... I mean, it sends off the audience and the characters in the movie. You legitimately think for a second that they're gonna be incinerated.
Die. Yeah.
And
I remember watching that in the theater and like, are they really gonna do this?
Yeah.
Frickin' toys. They're gonna incinerate these toys.
And it kind of goes into a little bit, they all kind of touched on this in all the movies, but like purpose in life.
Yeah.
And understanding, I mean, I guess not what you want, but it's like, well, what you're made for doesn't necessarily mean it's better if that's what your goal is. So like they all want to be played with, they're all looking forward to going to the daycare, all that shit, and then it's like a hellscape and they're like, oh my god, this is horrible. And so it's like just one, I mean, decent story. It's really well done.
Yeah,
that's it.
That was my number two.
Yeah.
Yep,
that is a good pick. Here we are with Terminator 2.
Is that your number three?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's one of my favorite movies, though.
Yeah.
That's my number one.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Love that.
What makes it so good?
The effects.
Yeah? It's the effects.
Well, I mean, it's not Arnold Schwarzenegger's acting, you know?
He's great in it.
Let's not fool ourselves.
He's like the best Terminator.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Still reprising the role to this day, I think.
I think it's got one of the best
villains, yeah, for sure.
God, who is that actor?
Robert Patrick.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah. But you guys probably know this, but fun tidbit about him chasing after the kid on the motorbike.
What? What about?
He practiced that because he had to have a straight face like a robot, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, yeah.
He practiced that so much that he would catch up to the kid when the kid was on the motorbike. So he had to slow down so that he wouldn't catch him when they were filming.
Really?
Yeah. Not a very powerful motorbike, but impressive not the least. And while breathing through his nose.
I'm guessing what they did was they probably shot at a lower frame rate and had the motorcycle not travel as fast, have him run at the same speed, and then they play it back at normal time, and it looks like... there, because that way you get the lens, you get the frame blur and everything.
Well,
else.
They said that's what was happening. Mm-hmm. That the kid would go and he would catch him.
Yeah.
So whatever editing they did, it's mm-hmm. you're probably right, but
yeah,
he could catch up to this kid on a motorcycle, which is like crazy.
I thought casting Edward Furlong was a home run because he felt like a normal kid that you would run into with like a sketchy background or whatever, because he's not like polished. He's not like a polished.
It feels like a little rebel kid.
Yeah. It feels like a kid that you would meet in the mall that's trying to, you know, steal CDs or something. Remember CDs, kids? You'd sneak them. But yeah. And Linda Hamilton's great in it. It's just a great movie. It's kind of scary too. There's scary moments, like terrifying, like where anytime he kills somebody and it turns into like that icicle. I don't even know. I remember watching that as a kid, like just like shocked, like Jesus, because it came out in, what, 91, so I was like six or seven, and one of my older brother or sister would be watching it, and you'd see like Jesus Christ, what are they watching?
Yeah, I have it as my number one, just simply because, not simply, but several reasons. One, the first one came out in what, 84?
Yeah.
Which is just like a straight horror film. But when T2 came out, I think it's still probably one of the best action movies in the past 40 years. I think easily top five. I don't think, other than Raid 2, I don't think there's another action movie that has come close to the amount of scale and effectiveness as far as having a great story, good acting, emotion. I think the first time I saw this, I think it was like in 92. I remember I was in Florida and I cried at the end.
Did you?
Because he did the thumbs up and everything. Yeah. And I fucking lost it.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think I was like nine.
Right. I don't know why you cry.
Yeah. And then forever my dad was like, oh, T2 is the saddest movie ever made. Just ask Jason over there.
Cried like a little baby.
Yeah, he lost it. But great acting, great story, awesome action set pieces. It's paced really, really well. And this movie, when it came out, did several things. One, it spawned off a bunch of sequels that just sucks. Yeah. And nothing has been able to compare to it since, but they've been trying to chase that to be as good as that movie for the past 30 years and have been unsuccessful of doing that. You watch it today. It's not dated at all, for the simple lack of cell phones, but it also works as a period piece because it takes place in 94 or whatever the hell. But also when it came out, had a huge effect on, I mean, Arnold Schwarzenegger was already big, and I think this movie just made him massive. Yeah. And like other movies were copying it. Like Mighty Ducks 2 did the D2 Mighty Ducks 2. Mm-hmm. Like every fucking movie was doing that shit. And
hey, that had the knuckle puck in it.
It did the I think it's the number one mainly because it's still one of the best action top five action movies in the past probably 40 years, and they're still making Terminator content because of that movie. They weren't going to make it just based off the first one,
right?
Sure. No.
And it was because of the popularity of the second movie. Yeah, it's staying power and the fact that all the other sequels still can't hold a candle to it.
Yeah. And they took a risk making it R, too. Like, they didn't make big blockbuster movies like that back in the day that were rated R. They had to appeal to
everybody. Yeah.
So that their families can go watch it. The only ones I can think of, obviously Deadpool or, like, The Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
But there's not a ton of rated R huge big budget movies like that anymore. I can't really think of that many other than John Wick, I guess, is another one. But that they're not even like $200 million temples or like $50 million. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, John Wick is more like dancing around with a gun.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I mean, the movie pushed technology from what was capable of. I mean, he did Abyss and he was finally when he did Abyss, he realized, oh, I can make the T-1000 now.
Right.
And, right. I mean, since that, yeah, the amount of explosions, the it's just awesome.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
So that was Coop's number that three?
Two.
Yeah.
Was it your two?
No, that was three.
It was three. Yeah, it was your three.
Sorry, no, yeah. Yeah, three.
All right.
And my number one.
Okay, so Jay's list done. Okay.
Nope, I still got my number two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I just had my number one left, so what was your number two?
The Dark Knight.
It's a great movie. How can I argue with that?
A little disappointment on your face there when I said that, Matt.
It's just because it's one of the best movies ever made.
Well, yeah.
Maybe the best comic book movie ever made. Yeah. I don't... It's hard to
say. You're going
to
be real disappointed when I say my number one.
Let's count the flaws. There's not that many flaws in that movie. It's awesome. It's amazing.
The action is questionable.
You think so?
A little bit. So, like, when they're doing the tunnel and everything, Christopher Nolan, I don't think, can direct action very well. That's just my opinion. Uh-huh. Like, and when I say that, maintaining geography as far as where things are at and being consistent with it throughout the shots. I mean, it's hard to do. I think some of the best directors, and your buddy Quentin will agree, that the best directors are action directors, because you can maintain a sense of geography while everything is just moving super quickly and you're doing all these different angles, but you're able to keep the audience aware of where everything is at and where things should be. The tunnel, like when he's in the truck and is like, I put the laughter and slaughter or whatever that's written on there, that whole scene. And then they run a van into the river. And it's just quick, minor stuff. I mean, it's still effective. But as far as I think directing action and directing emotional scenes is like his weak,
his weakness.
But Inception, he did very well. Like when he can use a wide camera, really good, because he makes all that shit happen in camera. Right. But when he has to get like do like the kind of Bourne Identity kind of editing,
it's, no, don't think so.
I don't think so.
No, but I disagree. No, it's still on a great emotional movie. Scenes. Interstellar made me cry like a baby. Jeez. Anyway, I mean,
yeah,
it's a great pick.
Yeah,
what'd you like about it?
Everything. I like that we at this point in the storyline we've kind of gotten away from the my parents got killed in an alley, I was an orphan, like
he's now
an established I guess an established hero in Gotham, so we don't have to listen to all that kind of old stuff again. We can move forward with a new storyline.
Even think his parents are mentioned in this
movie. I don't think so either.
Right.
Yeah. We open up with a bank robbery. We almost immediately get introduced to Heath Ledger's Joker. We kind of see his genius in the planning of the bank robbery and how when they bust out, they go straight into line for the PS school system. So right away, you know, that this guy is kind of operating on a different level than just guys that run into gas stations.
One of the best character introductions ever.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. It's awesome.
And then just kind of how the storyline develops, how the Joker is, you know, two steps ahead of everybody else, and Bruce Wayne or Batman, who is normally kind of a detective himself, for once is in a position where now he's having to play catch up instead of him being ahead of the game. So it was an interesting how it all unfolded and
Yeah.
I agree. It was on my honorable mention. And I remember when it came out, it's like just one of those movies that everybody had to go see.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't. And Batman Begins is really good, too.
It is.
Yeah. I like it. Yeah.
I like all of them.
Yeah. Yeah. They're all great. They're all good, but this one definitely stands out.
Oh, yeah.
The three. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish we could see the movie that he had planned originally for the third one, because I feel like he was going to bring Heath Ledger back.
Oh, yeah.
For the third one, and it was going to cap off the trilogy or whatever. But I could see it being like years down the road, kind of a thing. But
yeah,
which Dark Knight Rises still takes place. I think it's like
10 years later.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's great.
All right.
My number two.
Yep.
Spider-Man 2.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Yeah, it is awesome.
And fantastic.
The first movie was great.
Yeah.
Second movie. All right. One of the few movies, well, I remember seeing a lot of movies in theaters, but this one like kind of stuck with me when I saw it.
Yeah.
I think they nailed the illustrating the problems that Peter Parker had. It's perfectly executed. It's why people care about Spider-Man and Peter Parker. The reveal at the end when Kirsten Dunst sees Tobey Maguire as Spider-Man, she's like, and that orange glow and everything. Mm-hmm. Great. It still has some of that like brightly colored, almost campy style to it, but it still works. And interesting story of like losing the powers and everything else. And I still think it's probably the top three comic book movies. I mean,
easily.
Dark Knight, I would probably put up there. I don't know. But for me personally, it's probably my favorite comic book movie. And it held that for a while. And it was after X-Men 2 came out. X-Men 2 was a really good sequel. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot better than the first one.
Oh, easily. Easily.
And Spider-Man 2 topped that one. And then Spider-Man 2 had the record, feel like, for a while. But even when Dark Knight first came out, I was like, I still kind of like Spider-Man 2. But yeah. I mean, but since then, it's always been like Dark Knight or Spider-Man 2 has always been the, some people will say Captain America, Winter Soldier, or like Endgame or Infinity War or whatever. I mean, they're fucked hearted, so it doesn't count.
Those are pretty good movies.
I mean, they're fine.
I wouldn't know one from the other. Yeah. Like, if you, I mean,
I think people will talk about Infinity War and Endgame for the simple fact of what it meant for that whole storyline and the whole effort as a whole. Yeah. Kind of like how they gave all the Oscars to Return of the King.
Yeah.
And it kind of symbolized, oh, it's for this, but also your whole making the whole trilogy kind of a thing. But yeah.
It's hard to get that emotional payoff, and Spider-Man 2 does that.
Yeah, I've rarely felt as much emotion watching Spider-Man 2 from any other kind of comic book movie. Mm-hmm. I can't really picture something that had that much emotion. Maybe, I mean, Guardians 3 had a lot of emotion, but
maybe Logan. The ending of Logan was
Logan a little bit.
It wasn't Spider-Man 2, though.
Yeah, because you didn't have that history with the characters. It was like Rogue or somebody else in place of like X-23 or whatever, I think maybe it could have hit harder or something. Now, I think Deadpool and Wolverine, that I think might have quite a bit of motion.
Yeah.
I have a theory on how it might end.
Yeah.
But
love to hear this theory.
All right. Well, here's how it's going to end.
All right.
So
shouldn't have said anything.
And I've only seen the trailer, so my guess is, so I think there's a couple of assumptions based on the trailer. One is that they're going to be hopping multiverses.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have that, and Logan or Wolverine, the Wolverine we see is probably not a Wolverine we've ever seen before. Mm-hmm. It's come from a different multiverse.
Yeah.
And I think at the end, Deadpool is going to... Have you ever seen the movie The One?
Yep.
As Jet Li. No, mine.
The beekeeper?
Yeah.
He was the mechanic?
Calvin and Hobbes? What's that? Hobbs and Shaw?
Hobbs and Shaw?
Yeah.
The transporter?
Yeah.
He's in so many movies. Plays the same guy.
Snatch, old Snatch. Yeah.
Has Jet Li. If you haven't seen it, it's kind of good. I mean, fun concept, but it's just a Jet Li kung fu movie, and a version of him goes to different multiverses and kills his other self, and he absorbs the life energy of those others, and then he starts getting super fast and blah blah blah. Gotcha. To where there's only two left.
Oh, okay.
And
there can only be one.
The main character in that movie, spoiler alert, is married to the love of his life or whatever. She gets murdered by the other Jet Li.
Oh.
And but at the end, they're supposed, and Jason Statham plays a time cop, kind of interdimensional cop, and he's supposed to send him back to
he's Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah. And
you gotta stay in your own dimension here,
but he sends him back to a universe where his wife is still alive. And since he doesn't exist in any other universe, I think that's what's going to happen, is Deadpool and Wolverine will save the day. They'll reset some things. And when Deadpool says goodbye or whatever, he's going to send Logan back to a universe where it's him and Jean Grey living together
that
happily.
That would be kind of cool. Yeah. Yeah.
And that's my theory.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's like you just crawled into those writers' brains.
Yeah,
over there.
Yeah.
I could be totally wrong. I thought Dial of Destiny was going to open up to a fucking.
Oh yeah, you did. Yeah.
What was it? Hourglass. Sand hourglass.
Yeah.
Yeah. That didn't fucking didn't just. I just handed them, handed it to them.
Yeah. They didn't listen.
And they dissolved the fucking rectangle Lucasfilm logo into a slab of steel.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah.
A lot of fucking brain work on that one.
In the whole movie, there's a lot of brain work with that one.
Yeah. But anyways, yeah. Spider-Man 2.
Number two?
No, my number two.
That's my number two. My number one's Top Gun Maverick.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was on my honorable mention, too.
Yeah. I just love that movie. It surpasses the original in every aspect. I just wasn't expecting it to be that good. And one of the most fun experiences I had in the theater in a long time. I've rewatched it a couple times since, and it's still great. I'd never seen something executed so well from something that I wasn't expecting it to be as. Because Top Gun, let's be honest, it's not a work of art. It's just a Tony Scott movie.
Yeah, just
with guys with their shirts off playing
good old
volleyball,
80s action movie,
making out with chicks on bikes,
sure,
flying some planes.
Yeah.
There's nothing to it.
Constantly sweating.
How do you?
Everyone would die of dehydration in that first
you
movie.
You sweat. You listen to some Kenny Loggins. You're hanging out with the boys.
Yeah.
You talk shit to each other.
Yeah. Boys. Yeah. Play volleyball.
It's the most lowbrow plot of a movie ever.
Inverted.
When I heard this, they were making this movie, I'm like, what are they even going to? Like, this is going to be pathetic. Yeah. It's going to be bad. It's going to be schlocky. Stupid, like money grab, right? There's no way they can elevate this, and boy was I wrong. Just everything about it is awesome. It's emotional.
Yeah,
like how the fuck did they do that?
It's amazing what happens when people who make films actually care about the product that they're putting out there.
Yeah, every little curveball they threw in there, like I was like, oh great, now they're gonna show a scene with Tom Cruise and Jennifer Connelly making out on a bike, and that's not what happened. They're just talking about life on the bed. There's no like sexuality involved. Oh great, there's gonna be a scene with Tom Cruise playing volleyball with all the recruits.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen. They handle it very nicely where he sits on the sideline and he's just watching them, you know.
Just watching a bunch of ripped dudes just playing some beach football.
But it's not pretentious. It's not like I don't know. They're not trying to capitalize on like member?
Right, right, the member, yeah.
Yeah. It's not trying to relive moments like that exactly. It's understanding, we're older now.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
But we understand you still like this kind of a thing.
And then when you have Val Kilmer in there, that scene's awesome. It's just great movie. Love it.
Yeah.
My number one.
Yeah. Do you guys have any other honorable mentions?
I didn't.
Literally everything that you guys mentioned. Really? I had Evil Dead 2. Logan, I think, it's like a Western. It's just an awesome movie.
That was my number one, Logan.
Blade 2.
Yeah.
I think it's so much better than the first one.
Yeah.
It's a great one.
Actually has personality in it.
Yeah.
As opposed to just gothic emo fuck.
Right.
And
I mean, the Reapers are just terrifying. They make it so terrifying in that movie. Like, actually, you believe that, damn, these things could actually be a danger to vampires. I had Aliens and Terminator 2 in there, but again, I wanted to make it hard because it didn't. I just wanted to make it harder on myself to find other stuff. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
yeah.
I think I had Maverick. I had The Raid 2.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Fury Road.
Yeah.
Christmas Vacation, Dark Knight, The Color of Money.
I've never seen
The Hustler.
The Hustler, yes. Yeah. It's all right.
Slower. I mean, it's fine. I can borrow it if you want. The but I mean, it's still a good movie. I enjoy Color of Money, but I mean, it just has more.
Yeah.
It's more.
It's got more pizzazz.
Yeah.
It's got more bada bing.
Yep.
Bada boom.
But yeah, those are my honorable mentions.
No.
All right.
No? None?
None. I just did my homework. And
just shout out your five. And yeah. You're like, you know what? That's it.
Went home.
Were you like Dead Man's Walk?
No.
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 Yeah.
No. Huh? No. So. All right.
All right.
That it?
That's it.
All right. Well.
Till next time.
Till next time.